Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. We're going to set you right as we head into the weekend. All right, what is the good of the day, Ron Culver?
Good of the day is love.
Love.
Love. Love is a great way to end the week, right?
Right.
Well, there's a certain blonde bombshell who has found love amongst during the pandemic.
Who is this blonde bombshell?
Pamela Anderson.
Oh, Pamela Anderson has found love? Really?
Yes, she has found love.
Is she getting married again?
She got married on Christmas Eve.
Did she? I did not know
this. In a private ceremony.
Well,
with,
that's why.
With her bodyguard.
Oh, really? That's fantastic.
Isn't this, didn't this happen in a movie?
It did.
I thought
well
for sure.
Done.
Now, the guy is not Kevin Costner, but he is a few years younger than her.
Of course.
Because what, she is 51. I believe the bodyguard is somewhere in the mid-30s.
I would really hope she didn't get a 51-year-old bodyguard. He'd have to be really good at that job.
But congratulations to Dan Hayhurst, who follows in the footsteps of Tommy Lee and Kid Rock.
All right. He's in elite company. He married Pam Anderson.
Married Pam Anderson.
God, what's Pam Anderson doing these days?
Nothing.
Really?
As far as I know, she's doing nothing.
Just doing nothing?
Yeah, living off of Baywatch royalties and Playboy royalties.
I saw a couple of weeks ago she was doing the talk circuit, political talk circuit round, trying to get Julian Assange pardoned by Trump before he left office.
Yeah, weird combo.
All right, so let's put this in perspective. Okay, if you in the late 90s saw a particular videotape and said that woman will be making political statements 20 years later, trying to get a guy free who on a free speech case,
well,
you'd probably go, yeah, whatever.
Why not have her go for it? I mean, you know, worked out with another pseudo-celebrity who had a videotape that circulated out there, and Kim Kardashian won.
That's right, she did.
She was able to get her, I can't remember who the woman's name was, pardoned.
She did. She convinced Trump to pardon a certain person. Yeah, good. Yeah, it's true.
So, but yeah. No, she got married in a private ceremony because after all the fun that she's had throughout her life, she's just now ready to just kind of settle down and live the family life.
That's great. Good
and,
for her.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, all right, now what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is about a man named, well, it's not really Jack West. The guy's name is Jack West, but it's not really bad about him. But he did get his 15 minutes of fame.
Okay.
If you don't know the story of Jack West, maybe you know about a certain thread that was going around about a 22-year-old who mortgaged his parents' house, took out a second mortgage on his parents' house to buy GameStop stock.
How did he do that? Did he do? Obviously,
I don't know.
How did he do that? Did the parents go, yeah, go ahead, mortgage the house?
No, he did it without them knowing.
Okay, that's illegal.
Okay, right? But here's that's not the bad. Because the bad is that he, the New York Post found this story, interviewed him, ran with it, that look at what people are going to great lengths to try and buy up some GameStop stock. Turns out the whole story was false.
He
duped the New York Post.
Good. Wow.
So that's why I'm saying Jack West got his 15 minutes of fame for telling a lie on Twitter, because the New York Post said, oh, well, he must be telling the truth. He posted it on Twitter.
Yeah, journalism is dead. It's a dead profession. I went to school for journalism. Do you have any classes I took about integrity and double sourcing and all stuff? Nobody does that today. Nobody. Nobody's doing that. Everybody's just taking stuff and running with it because they want to be first. And then here's the thing. Because there's no punishment for being wrong. You issue a little apology and everybody moves on. Yeah, sorry about that. That wasn't really true. And then everybody just moves along. People used to lose jobs for things like
this.
Yes. If you were a journalist and you wrote a story and your editor and the editor found out you did not double check your sources, you did not go into detail before you wrote that article, before you posted it, you would have been fired.
Haven't
now it's like, oh, well, another
Is it also this too that we became lackadaisical with, you know, who'd you hear this from? Sources.
Yeah, that's right.
We became lackadaisical with just the term sources. Like, I just heard it from a source.
Yeah.
Not going to divulge my source because I may have made it up.
And I think there is a, I think there's a problem with, and this is sports too, is you see it in sports a lot, right? Adrian Wojnarowski has to be first on these NBA things.
Yes.
Right? That's what he's getting paid to do. Adam Schefter has to be first on these NFL things. Jeff Passan now, I think, is starting to become the guy in baseball where they have to be. If they're not first to a story, they're not doing what they're being paid a lot of money to do. And that's got to be tremendous amounts
of
pressure.
Now you have like little battles going on, like, you know, with in basketball. Is it Woj or Shams?
Right. Right.
Or in football, is it Schefter or is it Rappaport?
Yep.
Who's going to be
first?
Or
even Jay Glazer, right? I mean, he's
Jay Glazer. Well, right? You know, well, I mean he kind of burned himself though with that one.
Of course. But still, he's still making the phone calls and working the beat. And you don't want, again, you would not want to be, especially if the deal is, look, I'm getting paid a very, very good amount of money to break stories. Just break stories as quickly as you can.
I mean, isn't that why Espen brought Woj over?
Absolutely.
For the Woj
It's the number one.
It wasn't for him reporting basketball or giving his opinion on the analytics of the game. It was specifically because, for whatever reason, Woj has been awesome at being the first to report a story.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's and you can extend that into news. Now you can extend that into newspapers.
I know, because who do we look at? We look at, you know, like, you know, the great journalists of the time. I guess I always look back to Walter Cronkite. You know, would he have ran this story without 100% certainty that this was true?
Sure. Exactly.
You know, I just feel like he wouldn't. Just feel like he would, you know, there would be more integrity. Like, are you sure this is legit? Because I'm not going to put my career on the line to say this.
Call the parents, right? I mean, check. I mean, but it's so juicy of a story that you want to be the one that has this. Because you know that the appetite for that kind of story is
Or like you said, I mean, the very first words out of your mouth were, that's illegal.
Yeah.
Why not check that? Why is he bragging about it? He's going to jail.
That's what I don't get, right? Is it that easy? Can a kid just go, yeah, I want the money from my parents' house. I wonder if I can just get it. And the banks are like, of course.
Yes.
Come on. Absolutely. All you got to do is go online, fill out a couple of forms, and the check will be just wired to your account.
Instantly.
Don't need your parents' permission. Don't worry about it. They'll figure it out one day that you mortgage their house. You can talk to them about it, but of course.
I mean, can you do a second mortgage in a mere matter of hours?
Right. I know.
In less than a 24-hour turnaround?
I know, right? And that's where the dumbing down of the industry in journalism has come from.
Yeah.
Is now you are dealing with young people who are just not bright enough to figure out, hey, that's not true.
Yeah.
This is
not how it works.
It's not how it works. Right? I mean, seriously, they think if you buy a house, you go to the mortgage tree and pluck one down and go, that fits.
Well, I mean, and the dollar amount, too. He said he was able to mortgage $70,000 off his parents' house. I mean, okay, it may not be a lot of money to you, but $70,000 is a huge chunk of change.
Exactly.
That doesn't happen in 24 hours.
No. God.
Unless you're getting a terrible interest rate from one of those companies that spam you all the time that you're already pre-approved.
It's we just refinanced. Do you know how many things I had to sign and notarize just to get that?
Yeah, you're probably still signing.
My goodness gracious. They're like, sign here and here and here and here and here. And then we had to take it. We had to get the whole thing notarized and then shipped to the mortgage company. and this journalist thought you could just click a few links and get $70,000 to play in the
just
GameStop
like
stock game.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Just
stupid.
Like that.
All right, what's the dumb of the day? Because that one's close.
Yeah, it was close. That's why I put that in bed. But the dumb of the day I'm going to give to PETA, because PETA has demanded the people stop using specious terms. Such as chicken, pig, or rat for insults towards humans.
Oh, so if you go, gotcha.
Yeah, we're no longer worried about eating animals. Now we just can't use them as slur words.
That's
can't
right.
call someone a chicken anymore.
So Marty McFly, you would have had to told him something else.
Well, I mean, if Biff had called him a chicken, he would have said, hey, PETA won't like that.
That's right. He could have said, I'm sorry, the correct term is not courageous enough to engage in the activity you so want me to do. Is that what we're doing?
Yep.
All right. And pig, you're eating like a gluttonous human being who hasn't got enough food in his belly. Yeah. God, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe, are they starting to see the writing on the wall? Like, you know, we're never going to change people's minds about eating meat.
I know. So we're done with that, but we can go down this road.
Maybe we can get them to change their language.
Are they an organization that, like, sits in a boardroom? Well, obviously, Zoom meetings now. I feel weird. But when they go, what can we just do to be outrageous?
Yeah, probably.
And then they go, oh, I got one.
What dart are we throwing? What's going to land on today?
They're like, you know what it is? They're like, no one's paying attention to us. What kind of clown costume can we wear to the office that would make everybody talk about us?
Everyone's into GameStop stock. Right. Everyone's picking on Robin Hood, who used to be a beloved character.
Beloved character.
We got to get our foot in this game.
Yeah, exactly. We
need the attention on us.
Oh my goodness. That Robin Hood story is crazy.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It is fantastic. I couldn't get enough of it yesterday. I was watching all sorts of little segments on news programs about it.
Because you know what it was? I mean, everyone started covering it. And the cool thing was, I started to figure it out.
Exactly.
Because yesterday, I was clueless.
Me too.
I had no idea. And then, you know, there, you bring on like normal people talking about it. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's starting to make sense now.
If you break it down to, for me, in the most simplistic terms, I usually can follow and go, in fact, I did that with my wife. I heard a really good explanation. I told my wife the explanation. She went, oh, I understand that. And I went, see, it's not as complicated.
I can't remember the details, but I think somebody related it to food. And I was like, oh, okay,
perfect.
Yes.
Even better.
Thank you.
Because I get food.
Yeah.
I'll go down that road every time. I'm fine with that. Yeah, exactly. Oh my goodness!
But when you start talking finance terms, and I'm lost.
You literally have a story. I kid you not. You literally have a story where both Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ted Cruz agree on the outcome.
Yes,
they support the same side.
They're on the same. It's unifying the country.
It is absolutely unifying the country. I have seen tweets from Republicans and liberals, and they're all in agreement about the people that got this thing going and stuck it to the hedge funds because we apparently don't like them as a country. Yeah, absolutely. Great. It's great. All right, that's the good, the bad, the dumb. Patrick Creighton's going to join us in 16. We'll talk to him about this Deshaun Watson mess that the Texans have gotten themselves into. But coming up next is the age of one and done in college basketball. Done. We'll talk about that as we continue with Wake Up Call.